Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Matthew chapter 13. There are things I've seen, people that God genuinely called to ministry, but they never manifested. There was a particular man of God. He had a very powerful prophet. Very powerful prophet. And I remember I was talking to him and I said, we are talking about ministry. And I said, when are you starting your church? He said, he's not starting because he's not married. And I said to him, go and start. It's good for a man to bear his yoke when he is young. There are two people I don't agree with. One of them, the man who tells me, thus hear the Lord. I don't agree. Once you tell me God says, this is what you should do, I don't bother again. I leave you because God has spoken. The only problem is, if it's not God, I don't have the power to cancel you when God has spoken. You see, but that day, I knew I was speaking the mind of God. Look for the verse 24. We'll start from verse 24. Matthew 13. We don't have so much time, so I won't go into all the message, but I believe that God is already doing something in someone's life. Okay, God says he's going to visit your home. I don't know what's going on there with one of your sisters, but I see God says he's going to visit her. And he's going to resolve that crisis. Whatever the issue is, I don't really have the details. I have to be honest. But I see God visiting one of your sisters and he's going to help her. So I said to this man of God, I said, go and start your ministry. And he said, God told me I should not start until I marry. I said, okay, no problem. The man of God is almost 50 now. The ministry hasn't started. You understand? Almost 50. It hasn't started. There are certain things that will never follow you until you respond to God. No matter how you try, you will step out in faith first. And whether it's ministry, whether it's your career, whether it's your business, whatever, your marriage, God does not deal with people in absentia. You must be present in his presence. Are you hearing me, sir? Another parable, put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man that sowed good seed. I don't want to look at the doctrinal explanation, but I just want to go to the next verse. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tears among the wheat. Did he pull out the seeds? Did he pull out the seeds? But he did what? He sowed tears. He brought his own seeds. The devil doesn't have capacity to destroy the seed of God in you. But he can sell an adulterated product to you. He can give you a look-alike. He can tell you that you need to leave Lagos now and move to Ibadan. If you are not sensitive, and you see, one of the ways you will know the devil is talking to you, he will tell you, do it now, now, now. Scripture says, those that believe will not make haste. One of the challenges of do it now, now, now is that your ability to process divine information will be weakened because you are moving now. The only person that has capacity to give you the command to run is the one who said to you, stay here. So we have people who, up to this point in their life, they were ordered by the Lord, but from this point onwards, they are now using common sense. And listen to me, our God is a God of principles. The scriptures cannot be broken. If he brought you thus far, He said, how come you who started in the spirit now want to be established in the flesh? It's not possible. You will suffer, Paul calls it witchcraft. That you have been exposed to witchcraft. The moment you begin to feel the pressure to use common sense, and you rate common sense above the word of God. If God calls you to ministry, or if God tells you start a new line of business, what God remembers is what he says to you. What you did with what God said is now another matter. He said, while men slept, the enemy, God gave room for the enemy to attempt to sow tears. One of the things that can be very cataclysmic and can be very destructive, an error of destiny, is for you to be careless enough to assume that simply because you have the call of God over your life, that you can be careless. The moment you sow your tears, the devil will not talk. He will wait for your moment of weakness. He will wait for your moment of slumber. Or when all of a sudden your moment of prayer goes to Netflix. Sometimes you need to refuse to pay for subscription. Sometimes. Take 1 week. Pray. The devil doesn't move when men are active. He waits for when nature happens to them. He waits for them to marry. And then there's no prayer life again. The prayer time is now enjoyment time. The enjoyment is godly, but your destiny is at stake. I don't even preach to such people again. By the time you start paying school fees, your head will correct. By the time you pay 700,000 one time, then your wife will say, it's been a while, you know. You say, We need to wait on the Lord. We need to have corporate fastings. You and I. We need to seek his face. You want to add to this 700,000? My concern is that God allowed the devil to sow tears. Why? You see, your glory is not without warfare. If God allows you to shine without opposition, there's no glory. There must be something to benchmark your glory with. So God allows that turmoil. Listen to me. The hand of God is not shortened that he cannot save. But if you come this far with him and you don't stay all true, it's your problem. The challenge with many of us is that we learn Christ in a disjointed way. We don't see our journey with God as a continuous thing. So we see this challenge and then we say, thank God, God has done it. Then we see the other one. We do not see that the battle you faced last year was significant because there will be a lesson there for this year. So you followed God last year and you walked with him and you were okay. Then you got to this year and you decided to be smart. You say, why the enemy slept? Why the man slept? The enemies came and sowed tears among the wheat. And what did he do? He went away. If the devil can successfully sow a seed in your heart, it doesn't need to worry, it will grow. Next verse. When the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tears also. There are some battles that you will face. It's not because you offended anyone. There are battles that come with growth. Are you hearing me now? I said there are battles that come with growth. The best part of your marriage, the easiest part, is the wedding. Because the only thing we do there is we dance. We even tell you to kiss your bride. There's nothing there. Is it not something you have been doing yourself? Is it because we didn't ask? Yeah. It was in those days that we could vouch for anybody. Say, we know you live holily. You lived a holy life. Now we just believe, we thank God. Let's just... Let sleeping dogs lie. Amen. In those days, you can't escape it all. In fact, one of my churches there, we put you on the stage and give you mic before they join you. Did you do this? The last Sunday before the wedding, they will give you mic. Did you do? I say, you are standing before God. Did you do this? Say, no, we did not. Say, okay, we'll join you next week. So in those days, when you see brethren that say, is it even compulsory? We'll go and marry in court. We know why. We know why. We know. You don't worry. We understand. You know, the date church gave is not convenient. We know. We know it's the date. You see, the enemy waited to see if the seed that was sown in the place of prayer. The enemy waited to see if the seed that was sown in the place of waiting upon the Lord. If the seed that was sown in fasting would grow before showing his face. So that the moment it comes out, it will look the same. The devil cannot counterfeit anything until there's an original. The devil waited. He said, when the blade sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared. I hope you know the tears grow faster. They don't need water. They are just flowing in the spirit. When you are waiting on the Lord, Matakaba, pour fresh oil upon my head. Fresh oil. You will see the other person in the choir. Thine is the praise. She's a tear. She's not a tear. This is a tear. You wonder this girl. I know this girl. She doesn't pray. There was a time in those days when they asked us to preach, we'll fast. We'll wait on the Lord. And we'll come fasting. Even though we are just giving an exhortation of 15 minutes. You manifest all your manifest. Then you come and you see one brother. You still saw him playing Ludo yesterday. You are both ministry. You just came. So the power of God is here. Power of God is here. Bah, 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 here. You know, you want to talk, but maybe there's something you don't know. Maybe he's operating at a higher level. It's a tear. Those ones don't need effort. They can depend on skill. You see, they are wired to grow anyhow. They can even grow in the middle of the road that they've tarred. Tears. See, but this one, if you don't pay attention to the seed, it will become fruitless. It will become barren. The amount of time you spent in church will not matter again. Give me the next verse. So the servants came and said, Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? You see, when people begin to ask questions about your destiny, these are men of God discussing your matter now. So, I thought you sowed the word into his life. Say, yes. So why is his life like this? Why are we not seeing fruit? Why are we not seeing fruit? See, let me tell you. There are certain things that you do in the name of being a good person that can harm you seriously. Number one, the people you discuss your prophecy with, they can harm you. You discuss your prophecy with somebody that doesn't hear God. He will give you advice according to Albert Einstein. You have to be jealous. You have to be careful. What's that dream? I say, don't worry. I've forgotten. Someone that doesn't hear God. You are sharing your prophecy with the person. What kind of advice do you want the person to give you? You want to do oil bunkering? Make friends with people that their first response is to take you into the spirit realm. Let's pray this night. Not gossip, because some prayer partners are gossip partners. There are people that discuss their husband's matter. They say they are praying. They are tears. They say, did you not sow good seed? There are questions that God's messengers are asking. There are questions people look at and say, Kenya, at this level, we expected the seed to be producing something. There are questions that even you in your mind you are asking. That at this level, Tina, at this level, David, the good seed should have started. We should have started seeing something. Every time you know in your heart that something is overdue, you need to check for the last instruction you disobeyed. Write it down. Every time you are sure that you've missed out something, go and look for the last instruction you disobeyed. Those instructions are usually very quiet. They won't be like, man, they are just quiet. You can almost say it is your mind talking to you, but there are instructions. God will relate with you based on the last instruction. Next verse. And he said, an enemy had done this. And then they said, should we gather them? Should we take out all these contraptions? Next verse. He said, no. If you try it, you will weed up the good seed. It will be an error, but it will be an error in destiny. So leave it. Some of you are wondering why, despite the anointing over your life, you still have unanswered questions. The tears, the weed, and the wheat must grow together. The only way God can measure your progress is to see your level of resistance to sin. The only way God can measure your progress is to see your capacity to grow in the midst of opposition. If you are to grow without resistance, there will be no measurement. If you get to London and you still say it's a Nigerian girl you want to marry, I will know you hate God. If you get to Atlanta, Georgia, somebody called me recently and said, Pastor, I saw you in a vision in Atlanta, Georgia, and you came to buy a property. I said, this is a good prophecy. Nobody has prophesied to me like this before. Do you know the funny thing? The person herself lives in Atlanta, Georgia. I say, Makute Yakaba. She said, are you considering coming? I say, yes. Instantly, I said, yes. Atlanta. Since then, I've been researching Atlanta, Georgia. Atlanta, Georgia. Go and check it. It's a good place. A good place. I've not been there, but I've been there in my mind. Atlanta, Georgia. Say, I saw you. This person has not spoken to me. Say, I saw you in a vision. I say, it's me. It's me. You saw well. How can the only thing people say about you, problem? Let them see you in Atlanta, Georgia. You people want to run away, say, lie. We have closed the border. He said, let them grow up together. Next verse. Until the day of the harvest. There is a day that is called the day of the harvest. There is a day in God's calendar. The day where you will reap your effort. There is a day in God's calendar where everything is going to come together. There is a day in the program of God. You will look like a wonder. People will not know how you did it. But they will know that it was because you stayed true. Till the day of the harvest. How do you know what the enemy is doing? Number one. When activities are laced with fear. When the devil gives you this feeling of insecurity and tells you that unless you move fast, you are going to be trapped. When he puts you in an atmosphere of fear, he is about to sow a seed in your life. Don't look for the devil, just look for these things I'm telling you. Is somebody hearing me now? The moment you find that you're having conversations with people and they are telling you that, oh boy, this the way Nigeria they go now, dual citizenship. Who has said all those ones? Say dual citizenship. Because anything can happen. What if you have dual citizenship and you cannot even get to the airport that day? Do you understand? Of what use? Say dual citizenship, you have to try. Even if you cannot do UK or US, look for one country. You see, human wisdom. Look for one country. You can even do the Bahamas. Everybody's black. They won't even know your name until, you know, just stay somewhere. In 10 years, you will even win election. You will win election in that country. What are you saying? dual citizenship. The moment the issue is not relocating abroad. The issue here is that who told you? And brothers, for those of you that are not married or you are married, learn to hear God before your wife tells you that the only school on earth is Corona. There's one Corona school there where they are sharing Corona. There's one Corona school there. You, when you hear the school fees, you will be humble. Over there. Because your salary can't you can't afford it. Before they tell you that, before we do this introduction, you have to buy a box full of clothes. And then you are now sweating. The clothes you have never worn in your life, you will go and buy it and put inside box. I told my wife, better pack all your clothes and put full of feel, anyone you like. Just, let's go home. I've paid the bride price. Are you telling me that the actual bride price for my wife is 42 yams? Are you telling me that? So in my mind, you see how our village people think. The bride price is 42 yams. So in your own eyes, is that the worth of your wife? Then you're not be telling her, I pay your bride price. You better shut up now. Who told you bride? You say, 42 yams. In your own mind, wine, shinap, depending on where you are from, Delta State, shinap. All those things. Those are the things you call bride price. In your mind, when some people are using Maserati as a... If I drop one Maserati now, will you ask me for 42 yams? See your head. Maserati. If I give you one Bugatti now, you will ask me for 42 yams. Let me... sorry, who else wants to marry me? Please, you see people like yourself say 42 yams, grinded pepper, biscuit, palm oil. You see, two cartons of malt. Is that your destiny? You see, they are sowing tears in your life. You don't know. That's your own word. So you came to eat. That's why you are marrying. You came for food. And then they'll be sharing yam, 2 yams for Baba, this thing. They will share the Africa. I stop all that rubbish. I'm not sure I will collect bride price though when my daughter is getting. I'm not sure. I'm not really keen on it. All those contraptions. If you bring Bugatti or helicopter, because I drove to Ibadan 5 hours on Thursday. So I don't mind helicopter. If you like, be angry. Take it. Discuss with God when you see. But I'm going to get my own helicopter. If you like. That's how people shouted. GSM is for business people where you don't need phone. When Anset first came out. When my friend got his Nokia 3310 and gave me to hold it, I was holding it with my two hands. This guy. That's how serious 33. Not some of you didn't know anything about 33. I'm telling you how people lose out on their destiny. I heard the phone. The thing rang. I said, come and pick your call. I don't know what you people are pressing here. You will not be poor. The first time I bought, I wanted to buy a phone. They said my money was not enough. I said, sell me anything. Just send me anything. Whether it's Alcatel, Catalel, Sajet, just send me something. Triumph, Motorola. Some of you don't know that we've come a long way. You should be thanking OBJ. Leave that one, I beg. When the enemy begins to put you in a conversation where you are not becoming, where God is not becoming sure enough for you again, and you are realizing that you need to be careful and use wisdom, and he's selling fear to you, just know that what is going on that day is that they are sowing seeds. And unfortunately, sometimes the seeds will grow very fast and overwhelm you. What am I saying to you? It is not enough to start in the spirit. You have to continue. If you started that business hearing God, you will continue the business doing what? Hearing God. Fear. How does the enemy sow seeds in our lives? He sows seeds in our moments of weakness. When things are not looking very good. When you are financially stranded. When oh my God. Have you ever found 500 naira in your pocket and you smiled? Ha! Do you know, if you are someone like me who works by faith. Because sometimes, lika tabaku toya, I begin to put my hand in every pocket. Every pocket, my clothes are to pack. And sometimes I see 700 naira. Sometimes I see 1,500. I say, I just laugh. I say, shame on Satan. See the money. I want the ground to come and watch. Hey, let me remove my money. Have you ever found strange money in your pocket and you just laughed? You didn't even bother to say, is it God? Winking me. You just remove the money. When I go buy something, buy the charge card for me. Oh, glory. I asked one of my friends in the UK. I said, how much is this? He said, £300. I said, eh? He said, Pastor, it's small money here. I said, hey, Oluwa. Pounds is 635. I mean, how much? 635. As I said yesterday, you're already calculating. When we went to Ghana, my wife said to me, you won't buy anything. Drop that calculator. Drop that calculator. Because everything, I'm just like, 17 naira to a CD. How much is an ordinary granite toy? No, we cannot buy. He said, we will die here. We won't eat. You won't eat. He said, because I just brought out my iPhone. How much? Times 17 naira. No. Coke, ordinary Coke. No. My wife said, hey, you will die here. Leave that. Let's spend this money. When the devil begins to put you in a situation where you become very weak because of obvious realities, those are the moments you need to cry out for help. Don't die alone. Ask for your brother to pray for you. Ask your sister to join you in faith. Don't try to be a hero. Like me and my friend, Pastor Desmond. You say, somebody, they attack somebody by the car with his girlfriend. The guy was not trying to do like this. He cannot do anything to us. The guy just say, oh, guy, see my hand. Don't be a hero, my akpai. Don't be a hero. Better, because you are with your girlfriend, you want to be doing like you are just... I'll just waste you. Don't be a hero. You like this girl. Just give us your money and go. You want to be a hero. You want to fight. You think he's a Jackie Chan. We'll just finish you here. You want to be a hero. Don't be a hero. The moment you notice that you have questions that there are no answers, resort back to your company. Go back to your inner caucus. Many of us have suffered at this stage because we wanted to find all the answers ourselves. And God said no. Sometimes your brother will pray for you. He may not even hear God, but his prayer will strengthen you. I'm telling you how Satan's source I've given you to. I've told you about fear. I've told you about seasons when you are alone and you don't have answers. Number three, the devil sows seeds into your life when you receive wrong counsel. When you receive wrong counsel, there's nothing wrong with relocating abroad. But if you relocate abroad because you think that's the way out, you got it wrong. At the end of the day, every rod will turn to a snake. At the end of the day, it will look like Moses and the other magicians have the same result. But one stick will swallow the others. Why do these satanic seeds prosper in our lives? Because many times when we notice that the devil is trying to work over time in your family, we respond in haste. Meanwhile, what the master said is, be patient. Let the two of them grow up together. So you must know the issues in your life that require haste. And you must know the issues in your life that requires patience. You see, this is a practical message. You cannot really follow this message by just speaking in tongues. You have to walk with the Lord consistently. I don't know if anybody is hearing me now. Are you still here? Are you hearing something? Now, I have I was with a particular bishop, sorry, apostle. I was taken there by a mentor, and when I sat with him, the man of God introduced me to this apostle. This apostle is a friend of Papa Oyedepo and a son of Archbishop Idahosa, because I saw their pictures on his. So he was introducing, he was telling me, I say, this is my father, Papa Idahosa, and this is my friend, Bishop Oyedepo. But you see, I didn't really understand how great a man of God he was until the prophet that took me there prostrated and refused to stand up. He was talking to the man of God prostrate. I mean, I don't know you. I just carry chair. I sat down. But when I now saw that, when he said, oh, my son, sorry about your father. You lost your dad. Sorry. Say, get up. My own mentor got up and sat on the floor. He didn't sit on chair. That's why I now say, this man wants to end my ministry. I have to. Some things is by observation. Nobody will tell you anything. I know you're anointed, but I'm telling you. So he started saying, young man, how old are you? That was the first question he asked me. And I told him, say, you still have time. He said, I lost my place in ministry at so age. I failed in my assignment to God. God is just restoring me now. And he told me his age. Then I became afraid. I now knew why the person that brought me. That this is not just a bishop. This is someone that in his 70s dared to admit that he missed out on God's way, even though he had a large congregation. And that God is now restoring him back. That not many people have that privilege of. You will even admit you missed it. If you are holding 5 services. The man that said he missed, if you see the Jeep outside. If you see the Jeep that is driver. Daddy, are we still going to the bank? When I saw the Jeep. When I saw the boy that he called his PA. The boy used to be a thug in Lagos. He reached out to the boy on the street. Led him to Christ. And he was still telling him that God said he missed it. You know, any questions? Where do you start from? When he started speaking to me, he stood up, removed his shoes with his 2 legs and was talking to me. He said, young man, I want you to come back. I want to tell you how you will not fail. Because I have failed before. The right company will have the same effect as the wrong company. Just the other way. I said the right company. If you are selling rice or you are selling foodstuff, beans, and you congregate with people, naysayers, people who believe that this is where you are going to die, that's where it's just the words are seeds. If you congregate in an office with people who believe you must do 3 years to get promotion, that's the way it's going to be. Words are seeds. Seeds are sown in conversations. When you are talking to people, they will be transferring spirits to you and you will know. I'm telling you why Jesus will say, don't uproot it yet. Because at the foundation level, the seed and the tear, they look the same. Even Jesus said, our Lord Jesus said, nobody should touch it. Then you go to somebody that, you can't remove this one with just prayer. You need patience. Now, on the 5th day, and let me just say it's an around the 5th day, Genesis chapter 1. I hope you know that in the Bible, a day doesn't start from the morning. Hello? I hope you know. If you don't know, let me explain it. You don't know, raise your hands. A day starts from the evening. The day starts from the night. That's when men of stature take the day. Say the evening and the morning was the what? First day. The first thing God did in Genesis was to first of all restore order by bringing light. So if you read Genesis chapter 1 and then you get up to the fifth day, you will find that the first thing God did was to restore order. God did not rush and say, let everything return to the way I made it. Ye kataba, ye katayaba. No. Because some of you are asking why God is slow. God has spent the last 5 years of your life restoring order. But you don't know. And you are here saying God is slow. He separated the waters from the waters. He separated the earth from the sky. Do you know the meaning of that? What that means is that in Genesis chapter 1, the waters rose so high that there was no demarcation between the skies and the earth. So God sat down and said, okay, no. Let's bring light first. They brought light, brought generator, did everything. Said, okay. Oh, yeah. Separate. Then they push the waters in the place. Then saw, okay, there's ground. Okay, this is where we're going to lay foundation. Then God now began to call forth fish of the sea, and because water is life. So God brought what life out of water. But you see, it was until the fifth day that God said, let a bearing seed come forth. That means that when God wanted to move creation to another level, he didn't just produce anything. He produced seed, something that bears seeds. That means that the greatest work God will do in your heart is to put something in your mind. God will put a seed in your heart. And if he does that and you don't recognize it, nobody can help you. You are waiting for prophecy to tell you that you are a child of destiny. You are still making a big mistake. The Bible said he gave help-bearing seed that henceforth nobody will need to plant anything. It is the seed that will produce the next generation. Question. Take this week out. This is your challenge for the week. And identify the seeds that are due for planting. That's your assignment for the week. So you won't blame your friend for abandoning. Because some of you say, when my friend was poor, we are together. Now she's rich. Ah, hey. In this race, overtaking is allowed. Are you hearing me? It's easy. We can be preaching your apocalypse. I'm preaching your seven mountains. I'm preaching preaching whatever you like. But it's because we both came in our Bugatti. You understand? We can talk about how the terrestrial levels interfaces with the celestial levels. And how the glory of God is going to interface the earth. And the glory of God will be seen. And it's because we are not hungry. After then, we're still going to have lunch. We won't pray. We'll just have lunch. And we'll eat whatever we like. I was going out yesterday to buy water. And then my child said to me, I thought we always had water at home. Then I laughed. I said, every time you go to that dispenser, remember that your dad pays for it. You don't know. I say a time will come, you will carry that water on your head and move it inside. You woke up, say, Dad, I don't feel like going to school today. I say, why? Say, you said you are traveling. I say, yes, I want to go with you. I said, I laughed. Hey, this student don't know anything. I've paid. This is not even a conversation. You better go get out now and go get ready. This is not a conversation. Say, Daddy, I don't like this food. I ate it. I've been eating this food all week. I said, who gave you the food all week? I said, you will not eat this night because you are not grateful. Say, do you understand what you are eating? It's what others are praying for. Have you ever prayed to eat in this house? Have you ever prayed that God send us food? You've never prayed that kind of prayer. Have you ever wondered why you are so comfortable? Contraptions. Say, my daddy is the strongest man in the whole wide world. I say, Your daddy asks people, he says yes, sir, too. When you hear that our pastor is preaching somewhere in Jos, he's preaching somewhere in Kaduna, preaching somewhere, is connection. Eh? Those relationships that we had now, that we are building, that like I know Fatima, I know Uncle Tio, I know, they are the ones that became connections in the future. So when you are behaving like a madman, you fight your colleagues, you fight everybody, nobody is okay, nobody is spiritual. You are the only one that is seeing God. Then when your children grow up, daddy, don't you have any friends that can give us job? You fought with everybody. Everybody. Say, boy, say you're a man of God. A man of God came to the house and said to the children of the man of God, say, you people are blessed. You are children of men of God. That God will raise you as men of God. The boy said, God forbid. Say, God forbid. Did he sound like, say, our daddy doesn't always have money. That's what someone said. A son of a... So you want me now. So my child can tell me that, daddy, but you don't have money. Let them look at the glory of God in my life and wish to be like me. As a roundup, it is not enough to know that seeds can be planted in the night. It is not enough to know how those seeds will be planted. You must understand what your own response should be. If it takes the night time to plant a seed, then it requires the night to deal with such enemies. A man that deals with enemies of the night, they are also men of the night. The Bible says, in the night when deep sleep falleth upon men, oh God, when deep sleep falleth upon men, then God opens the ears of men, sealeth their understanding, so that he may withdraw man from his own path. Men that are strong in the night are men of dreams. They are men of revelation. They are men that push sleep aside and they stay awake. Do you have an option to sleep? Yes. Is that your best option? No. Rise to your feet. I lay this charge at your feet as we prepare to step into 2021. If the Lord gives me the grace, I'll tell you some of the things that will happen, but I'm sure just by reading the papers, you already know. At least you know we are in a recession. So that one is not a prophecy again. But it's going to be the year of Goshen. God will elevate his own. And the Lord asked me to speak concerning the subject of doubt. Say, do not doubt me this time. There's something you call Christian doubt. I know he can do it if he does it. And God says, do not doubt me this time, because I will make it happen quickly. I prophesy. Every work that has been done against you in the night, every imagination of wickedness done against you in the night, every work of witchcraft, every pain and every poison that has been pushed into your system, in the name that is above every other name, we reverse it now. Amen. We reverse it now. Listen to me. The devil can wait for you. Not in your today. He can wait for you 15 years to mess up your marriage. The devil will want to hit you at a place where you will stumble. The Bible says, give no place to the enemy. It's in the epistles. This is Ephesians. It says, give, 1 Thessalonians. It says, give no place to the devil. That means if you give him space, he will take. I prophesy. I declare the heavens are open over you.